As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Yeah, buddy, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's still a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, and welcome to our Wednesday, October the 27th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. I don't know how I do it. Come to you live Monday through Friday, right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. Good news, hard facts, workable solutions for you from time to time. If you can't remember the last time that you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular. It remains the best hope for America. Interactive talk radio is the name of the game. And be part of today's broadcast. You can log on, bookmark, becomevocallocal.com to engage in our chat room discussion, or you can pick up the phone, call throughout the broadcast for those with unlimited long-distance access. Or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call in at area code 512-904-8014 to join me live on air. And from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. That's bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access listening via our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's P.O. Box 96, Exeter, Mo, 65647. Big shout out this morning to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM, Buffalo, New York, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, 1610 AM Lompoc, California, and amazingly, AM 1710 Liberty Radio out of Minneapolis and Jordan, Minnesota, now broadcasting their broadcasts over Facebook, of all things. Had a record-breaking broadcast last evening, first time ever on Facebook. Well, things are coming forward for AM 1710 Liberty Radio out of Minneapolis and Jordan, Minnesota. Thank you, gentlemen, for broadcasting. Become vocal local to your local listening audiences. Our call-in number remains 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. Risk-averse, precious metals volatile this morning. Yes, traversing a narrow band. That midterm election's but 6 days away, and the electorate appears to be comatose. Foreign nuclear and hydropower top the daily news notice, and we'll take your calls throughout the broadcast. Let's go to that market report for this morning. Active trading, New York City, as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time an hour ago, found gold trading off $11.20 an ounce at $1,329.10. Silver off 26 cents and early trading at $23.60. Platinum off 7 bucks. You get the idea. Everything's going in the red this morning. Platinum off $7 at $1,694 a troy ounce, and palladium off 8 at $620. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market this morning, as I said, relatively narrow band, not too narrow, but narrow nonetheless. Certainly a band that's going lower. $1,324.30 for a low, $1,345.40 for a high. But at $1,329.10, your gold is up year to year, $288.90 this morning for a 27.79% return on your investment. I saw a banner ad on the internet this morning where Ally, A-L-L-Y, Ally, G-M-A-C, offering 2-year CDs. The big bonus yield for you, a 1.62% return on your investment, really. Would you invest there? Gold this morning, giving you 27.79% return on your investment year to year. I think I know where I would stay. Anyway, we'll be right back for much more news right after these words. Stay tuned.
A Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Recently published long-term studies have added to concerns that cell phone radiation may be linked to various human health effects. Mobile phone radiation heats the side of the head and thermoelectrically interacts with the brain. Bluetooth devices and unshielded headsets convert the user's head into an effective, potentially self-harming antenna. Pong is the first scientifically proven radiation form-fitting case that protects your iPhone and latest BlackBerry models from the rigors of heavy-duty use. Pong uses a patent physics-based solution to redirect the flow of this energy. Pong also reduces intense EFI hotspot radiation by over 85%. Pong's special silicone formula guarantees that your phone maintains full signal strength and battery life. Pong is certified by FCC-accredited test agencies to reduce cell phone radiation using the SAR analysis method. To get yours today, go to the OracleBroadcasting.com website and click on the banner in the center of the page that says Reduce Radiation Now.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to, excuse me, folks. Boy, the coffee went down the wrong pipe. I was laughing so hard and took a sip of coffee. Oh, my goodness. It's about to wipe me out there. Hold on a second while I regain my composure. Excuse me. Welcome back to our Wednesday. Yes, we're going to create a new island on the planet. We'll call it Delugia. Oh, yeah. Welcome to the Wednesday, October 27th, 2010, to our broadcast. As I try and get my voice back. Oh, stop laughing, Will. It's not that funny. Welcome to the Wednesday, October the 27th, two-hour broadcast to Become Vocal Local. For those of you just joining us, I've just about killed myself on a sip of coffee. Oh, my goodness. Anyway, let's close out our market report for this morning once more. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time found gold off $11.20 this morning at $1,329.10 an ounce. Big deep breath of air there. Just about choked to death. You're standing in your radio studio and trying to figure out what to do with a mouthful of coffee when you're surrounded by books. Oh, my goodness. Anyway. Silver was off 26 cents at $23.60 an ounce. Platinum off $7 at $16.94. Palladium off $8 at $620 even. The London gold picks this morning. The boys in London set the price of gold just say price rigging, price fixers, London Bullion Market Association. If you don't know the website, log on and bookmark it today. Keep your eyes peeled on these critters. Anyway, they're just about as toxic as Comex. The London Gold Fix this morning, they set the price at $1,352.25. And you can see that we're just below that. The Dow Jones Industrial Average yesterday closed up 5. Miserable showing there. At 11,169, the NASDAQ did do very much better, closing up 6 at 2,497. The S&P 500, in a wash in a sea of indecision, closed flat at 1,186. Crude oil this morning loses 80 cents a barrel, trades at $81.75 for those 42-gallon barrels of light sweet crude. The U.S. dollar index this morning, the cause of all this mayhem, I suppose you could say, up 33 basis points at 77.98 on the Intercontinental Exchange Inc.'s website. Impacts the foreign exchange. We got so much red ink on the charts this morning, folks. There's nothing positive. The only thing that was positive was the U.S. dollar index. And, you know, with all the discussion about the currency wars and Geithner and Bernanke and the rest of them going back and forth with China and the yuan, you can imagine that it's going to impact things. I don't know what they had to do to jack up the U.S. dollar index overnight. Maybe they paid off the Intercontinental Exchange Inc. or extended their website for them for 2 or 3 years. But the foreign exchange rates this morning, the Canadian loonie off 62 basis points, changes against the U.S. dollar at 97 cents, the Mexican peso pegged as it is to the dollar. I don't know why we're on the top of China all the time. We got this little thing down below us that just seems to be right there always. They moved down 35 basis points this morning. Their Mexican peso still 8 cents a pop. Fill up your pockets with pesos at 8 cents a pop. The euro off 29 basis points at $1.38. The British pound off 21 basis points at $1.58. And the Swiss franc continues to move back towards parity with the U.S. dollar, down another 37 basis points at $1.01. So it's dropped about 3 cents in the last 2 weeks. The bond market this morning, the yield on the 2 years have moved up a bit, 0.40%. The 10-year yield is at 268, and the 30-year is at 4.04. In the mortgage markets, the fixed 15-year mortgage this morning, fixed-rate mortgages, moved down again, trying to entice people into this toxic mortgage soup, down from 3.80% a month ago to 3.65% this morning. The 30-year moves down from 4.49% to 4.26%. And the prime rate, of course, stands at 3.25%. Let's look at the economic calendar this morning. Econo Day. Yesterday, they had a lot of stuff that came out after the broadcast. We're going to cover a couple of those quickly. The consumer confidence report was out. The FHFA house price index was out. State Street investor confidence was out. This morning, already, the MBA, the Mortgage Bankers Association, purchase applications. That report came out at 7 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. The durable goods orders were out, and the new home sales are out right now, coming out right now, so we'll check that out in a moment. Let's go right into those little reports. This is the one that everybody's looking at, consumer confidence. Not a good report. The consensus was 50. The consensus range was from 47 to 53, and it came in at 50.02, so it was right in the middle. Consumer confidence is holding near historic lows. That's how this little report comes out, all right? Consumer confidence is holding near historic lows. And it's a con game. The whole financial market is a con game. We go through it every single day. If you have any confidence, the full faith and credit of the U.S. dollar, give us a break. Confidence. Well, consumer confidence is holding near historic lows, belying improvement in consumer spending and the stabilization in the economy. All right? They're telling you straight up. Every time Benjamin Shalom Bernanke or some one of these other talkers and yakkers comes out, whether it's Barry the Usurper or your favorite politicians stumping for their particular established political party, if they're telling you things are looking good, they're lying. Consumer confidence is holding near historic lows. Belying, that word means otherwise, making a lie of improvement in consumer spending and stabilization in the economy. Those saying jobs are currently hard to get rose 3/10 to 46.1%. That's a lot of folks. That's half of the workforce of America saying that jobs are hard, to get. while those saying jobs are plentiful fell 0.3 to an ever more minuscule 3.5%. All right? Only 3.5% of the people surveyed, apparently, by these folk would tell you that jobs are plentiful. This is the key reading of today's data hinting at another disappointing monthly jobs report. Other readings are little changed in some. The headline index rose 1.6% to 50.2, largely reflecting improvement in the assessment of current conditions where fewer describe them as bad. So it's only less bad. All right? Fewer also think future business conditions 6 months out will be worse. And a few more think conditions will be better. But notice they're using the word few and fewer and fewer and fewest. Least of all, the six-month outlook for jobs is fractionally improved, yet still very weak. So this bad boy's going all the way to Ishtar. All right? You're going to wrap right through all the holy days, all the way through the winter, and right down into spring, and it still ain't going to be looking good. Buying plans for homes remain depressed, while buying plans for appliances slipped. I guess they're not going to be getting rid of very many of these four-star energy-efficient appliances over the winter. Right? Get ready, Mom. Call the repairman. It's time to fire up the local dog and have him come out and tune up your Maytag because you're going to have it for a few more years. Buying plans for cars are stable at a respectable level. You know anybody buying a new car? Respectable level. Inflation expectations are also stable. All right? I thought Bernanke was going to try and drum up the inflation bag. Huh? Anyway, we'll be right back.
Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Thomas Jefferson said, "Paper is poverty, is only the ghost of money and not money itself." Well, here we are in 2010, and we know that all too well. We're in a global recession. The whole world is going for gold to back up their wealth. The only question is, where do you get your gold or precious metals? Forget the banks, forget Wall Street. Don't call a stranger or a fly-by-night gold broker. Get your gold from my guys that I trust at Wholesale Direct Metals. They have a AAA rating with the Better Business Bureau and zero complaints by their customers. Wholesale Direct Metals also tries to beat everyone to your door by offering find the best prices. Your gold is at your door, quick and easy. Call Wholesale Direct Metals right now for free information. 800-806-6936. That's 800-806-6936. 800-806-6936. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
Come explore the human stargate and what lies beyond. Walk the rebel path. Sundays.
Oh, yes, talking, chatting, and multitasking, hazardous to one's health. Anyway, back into this discussion again. Looking at the Econo Day calendar, you know, this is the sort of stuff that they use as the basis for the articles on the Bloomberg website. This is where they get it. They come in, they check this stuff out, then they go into their cut, copy, and paste bins, and they bring out material, and they patch together a one or two or a three-page article. But really, you know, you can just go right here to the main fountain and just pick it up. So we do. Buying plans for homes remain depressed while buying plans for appliances slipped. All right. Buying plans for cars are stable at a respectable level. Inflation and expectations are also stable. Retail sales don't always track consumer confidence reading, but current levels will not raise expectations for a strong holiday season. This is the make it or break it time, folks. There are so many companies. Remember, I've reported the articles where from China the exports have been robust a little bit as Walmart and the other retailers have been packing stuff in and restocking their shelves. They're looking at this one as the big opportunity, and they ain't going to get it. They ain't going to get it. People don't go out and do all of the merchant man's holy days when they got no money in their pocket. I know I wouldn't, you know. I would rather do something like, pick up a few more ounces of silver, if anything, invest in a full tank of diesel fuel for my truck, instead of just little bits and little bits. Anyway, here's another one. This is the FHFA House Price Index. What is that? It's the Federal Housing Finance Agency. House Price Index, the HPI, covers single-family housing. All right, listen to this. We're seeing divergent trends in home prices in this morning's two reports. While the Case-Shiller was down on a month-ago basis for August, the FHFA index made a partial comeback. The FHFA purchase-only house price index rebounded 0.4% after falling 0.7% in July. We're talking minuscule numbers here. July originally was estimated to be 0.5% decrease. All right, you got a dollar laying out there in pennies, and you slice one of those pennies in half and push it toward your stack. Do you feel better? On a year-to-year basis, the FHFA HPI, God, these economists drive you nuts, is down 2.4% compared to down 3.4% in July. So it's not as bad. It's unexpectedly not nearly as bad. This index is based on resale prices for homes financed or bundled by federal housing agencies. My God. That's more of that toxic garbage. There are differences in coverages in these two releases. Case-Shiller shows a full price range, while FHFA includes moderately priced houses that are financed or bundled by federal housing agencies. So they're not looking at the high-end units. They're looking at that middle ground. And the mid-ground, the middle class, ain't doing too good. All right, let's go on to the next one. State Street Investor Confidence Index. It's a con game. It's all based on confidence. You lose your confidence in those phony fiat Federal Reserve toxic currency assets that carry the hidden hypothecation lien and leave a toxic slime on everything that you use them for. If you lose in confidence in that, the whole house of cards collapses. Highlights. State Street's index for confidence among institutional investors fell 1.9 points in October to 86.2. And again, remember, these are just numbers, all right? This is the mainstay of economics. Just numbers, projections, you know, the trend is your friend, blah, blah, blah. Confidence among North American investors fell more than 3 points to 84.9, indicating aversion to risk. Now, they always say a flight to safety and aversion to risk. You know, that's the idea that drives and buoys up the precious metals markets and the commodities in general and gets people out of currencies. Risk aversion. Risk aversion. The European reading is stable, while the Asian reading shows mild interest in risk. The report said investors in developed countries, that would be, you know, America, Europe, places like that, developed countries can generally continue to allocate investment away from their own markets and into emerging markets. So we're continuing to invest in Brazil, Russia, India, China, Paraguay, Uruguay, and so on and so forth, but we ain't putting nothing in Peoria, right? That's the way that's going. Chicagoland is a urban renewal zone. The MBA purchase applications. Lots of reports here coming out. This is impacting the market all day today. Watch. The investors are going to be in there checking these things out, you know, just as we're doing, word by word. The volume of purchase applications picked up after 2 weeks of steep declines. 3.9 for what is the MBA purchase application? This is the Mortgage Bankers Association, right? The volume of purchase applications, that's new loans, all right? Purchase applications, loans, loan apps. So again, the volume of purchase applications picked up after 2 weeks of steep decline. You can imagine that the foreclosure news, the foreclosure fraud news, ain't exactly helping them out. 3.9% higher in the October 22nd week. Refinancing applications rose 3%. Refis. Man, I'll tell you what. If you're refinancing your house, make sure you know something about the chain of title. And don't bother. And if you can't get your hands on a clean title someplace, clear title, don't bother refining it. They can't repossess it. The gains coincide with a drop in mortgage rates, including a 9 basis points decline for 30-year loans to 4.25%. Okay, so we just report that all the time. This morning it moved down from 449 to 426. They're talking about 425. This week's heavy run of housing data indicates the sector is stabilizing at a very low level. How does somebody stabilize, you know, at a very low level? Well, they go, you know, terminal. They're dead. Yeah, that's really stable. Oh, wow, look at that cardiogram, man. Wow, flatline. Well, that's where we're at. New home sales will be posted at 10 o'clock a.m. Here's one more. Let's jump over to this one. And these are important. We can go in and read the news, but all the news, like I said, is going to reflect these reports, and it's just dressed up in a clown costume. Aircraft orders lifted overall durables sharply in September, but ex-transportation components are mixed and net down. New factory orders for durable goods in September rebounded 3.3%, following a 1.0% decrease in August. Now, again, the chain stores, the big ones, you know, the West Coast, the Walmarts and the places that sell, you know, washers and dryers and bigger stuff, durable goods, they bounced up a little bit as people stock up for the holidays. Excluding transportation, the new durable orders fell back 0.8%. So you take the automobiles out of it, you take all of those, you know, rental car fleets out of it, you take out UPS, you take out the postal service, you take out all of the government agencies and everybody that's getting arm twisted by their Congress whores and senators to go out and buy new automobiles for government workers and all of the utility companies that are buying brand new white pickup trucks, four-wheel drive, take out all of that, and things are down 0.8% in durables. By major industries, transportation led orders up, jumping 15.7% in September. You've just got to know. You just got to know government is bending over backwards to expand and increase their fleet sizes and to retire their older vehicles. They got to keep their new GMAC, they got to keep their new General Motors running. defense aircraft orders advanced 30%. And where's the money going? Jet fighters, war. killing, death, destruction, mayhem. That's what they're investing in, folks, with your tax dollars. Your tax dollars are underwriting the economy. We'll be right back.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Self-expression through creative art is often one of the best forms of therapy. The act of creating, whether by painting, drawing, writing, or performing, allows many people to have an outlet for their talents or discover a new one that they can use to express their emotions when they don't know where else to find support. Empower Yourself is a new online community that allows people struggling with addiction, health issues, parenting, relationships, and more to find support through creative and expressive means. At Empower Yourself, you can share your problems and your creativity with like-minded people. Let Empower Yourself help you grow as an artist, writer, or performer, and at the same time, grow as a person. You can showcase your creations, discuss books, poetry, prose, movies, theater, and find and offer solutions and suggestions for health issues affecting the body and mind. Visit us at empoweryourself.myfreeforum.org. That's empoweryourself.myfreeforum.org. Empower Yourself, empowering individuals to take control of their own lives.
Angels Don't Play This Harp is the definitive work on the harp system written by Dr. Nick Bagage. This book provides indispensable data on this exotic technology. The U.S. military is using the harp system to manipulate the electrojet, a river of electricity that flows thousands of miles through the sky. The electrojet has become a vibrating artificial antenna for sending electromagnetic radiation raining down on the Earth. The powers controlling the harp system can use this technology to communicate globally. The HARP controllers can manipulate the weather. It's believed HARP can be used for particle beam weaponry, but most ominously, HARP can electronically manipulate human behavior over great distances. You need to know what HARP is because it's already being used on you. Angels Don't Play This HARP is $18.95 postpaid. To receive your copy, send $18.95 to Christian Media, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530. Again, that's $18.95 to Christian Media, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tone the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so we can see once again from this article where the real focus is going, what's buoying up this economy, you know, an imperialistic America and the global expansion here, making the world safe for democracy by blowing the hell out of it. We see that the defense aircraft orders advanced 30% in September. I guess that's probably one of the bright spots here in the Tea Party agenda. They'll have plenty of weaponry to use for the greater advancement of Israel. Other components were mixed, but more down than up. Declines were seen in primary metals. That's important. Down 0.5%. Fabricated metals, down 1.6%. That could be all of your roofing, all of your industrial iron, all of your iron for ironworking, construction iron, and things like that. Fabricated metals, down 1.6%. Computers and electronics are down 4%. You see, the things that you don't need will go down in price. People will quit buying. The things that you really do need, like fresh off the farm, farm fresh organic eggs, you know, they're going to run up to $4.40 a dozen. Although the farmer still gets $3 anyway. Good morning, Falcon, in the chat room. Anyway, back down to the article here. Other components, again, were mixed, but more down than up. All right, unexpectedly more down than up. Declines were seen in primary metals, blah, blah, blah. Business investment in equipment continues to oscillate between positives and negatives due to its inherent monthly volatility and only moderate uptrends. Non-defense capital goods orders, excluding aircrafts, in September slipped 0.6%. Non-defense capital goods. That'd be all your helmets, I guess, and your uniforms and the things they buy from communist China. Year on year, overall, new orders for durable goods in September held steady, up 12.2%, excluding transportation. New durable orders eased up 9.5% and so on. The bottom line is that durables, excluding transportation, have been typically volatile but essentially flat over the last few months. Growth in manufacturing appears to be slowing, at least for the near term. On the news, equity futures declined marginally, while treasury rates were a little off. Changed, all right? One more in here. New home sales, the market consensus. Let's go back and see if we can pick up the real McCoy here yet. The new home sales, let's see, refresh this screen. Let's see if we can pick this up with a report. It was supposed to be out 30 minutes ago. Let's see if we got it yet. Just kind of pedal here for a moment while she reloads. See if this page will show it to us. And do we have it coming up? It's kind of just pedaling along here. New home sales is an important one. It'll have an impact on the rest of the day. Come on. Pop it up there. Bloomberg is a little slow sometimes. It's got so many banner ads and things that scroll around and videos and everything else. Here we go. And that report is in. So let's go ahead and pick it right now. Open that Hummer in a new tab and see what we get. All right, let's see what we got right there. New home sales. Here we go. The consensus was 300,000. The range was from 295 to 315,000, and they claim they came in at an actual at 307,000, so it was near the higher end of the range. New home sales for September confirm expectations that the post-stimulus housing sector is now stabilizing. So we've been talking about this a post-stimulus. Remember the $8,000 credit? If you buy before a certain date, you got an $8,000 check from Barry the Usurper and the boys, stolen out of my pocket and yours, to buy that house. New home sales rose 6.6% to 307,000 units annual rate. Yet strength isn't evenly balanced, as the month's gain is heavily centered in the Midwest. And I can point to about three houses that have been built and or are being built right now within half a mile of where I'm standing. The Northeast and the Southeast do show gains, though sales contracted noticeably in the West. The report's price readings are mixed, which is a plus, given some indications that prices are contracting. Now, these three houses that I know this builder is building right now, these are four square, all right? Four square. Four square, you know, four walls with some windows and door openings and a hip roof, excuse me, and a conventional roof, a gable roof. So it's like a little box of crackers or a cookie tin, all right? And it's got a folded newspaper on the top. This is as plain Jane vanilla house as you're going to possibly get. This is where they're building into that part of the market. Supply on the market fell 2,000 to 204,000 units, dropping supply to 8 months from August's 8.6 months, which is very good news. It's a reminder of how deeply the housing sector has crumpled. The 204,000 units on the market is the lowest total since 1968. Shall I say that again? Supply on the market. In a reminder of how deeply the housing sector has crumpled, the 204,000 units on the market is the lowest total since 1968. This report isn't completely positive, yet it is solid. And together with the previously released housing market index from the nation's home builders, points to extending strength in the next report. The stock market edged back up slightly following the release of the data, right? So it does impact the marketplace, these little reports. And there's more. Let's go over here. This is off Bloomberg this morning. Timothy Homan, writing for Bloomberg New News, employers in the U.S. are starting to warn their workers to prepare for slimmer paychecks if Congress fails to vote on an extension of the Bush-era tax cuts, all right? So just watch after the midterm. Here we are, just 6 days away. If they don't pull this bad boy out and get it on the table immediately, I will be surprised. They're going to need to do something, and they need to do it rapidly, as this article is going to show us. I've been doing, here's a quote, I've been doing payroll for probably close to 30 years now, and never have we seen something like this where it gets that down to the wire, close quote, said Dennis Dalewicz, certainly not an Irish boy there, who manages payroll services for about 14,000 employees at New York's University Langone Medical Center. That's what's got a lot of people nervous. All we can do is start preparing communications with a couple of different scenarios. All right, so they're coming up with little slips to put inside of people's pay envelopes, all right? If they still do that anymore, I don't know whether they hand envelopes out. That's a big expense. They used to put your paycheck or your pay in an envelope and hand it to you. That's what got a lot of people nervous. All we can do is start preparing communications with a couple of different scenarios. So they're getting ready, because they know there's going to be a big brouhaha. Lawmakers won't start debating whether to extend the cuts, which expire December the 31st, until after the November election. All right? 6 days. Because it takes weeks to prepare withholding schedules, the Internal Revenue Service will probably have to assume the cuts will expire and direct employers to increase payroll deductions starting January the 1st. All right? So here we are in November, and the IRS and employers all across America are in a bind because if this tax cut is allowed to expire, they're going to need to have all those new documents printed, all those little books, you know, you see them up at the post office, stacks of income tax forms and things like that. If you've ever been an employer, you know, the employers are the tax collectors for the Fed, Federal Reserve, that is. Private corporation. So there's a lot of burden coming on here. In addition to that, very, 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 very few larger companies these days, and even most small ones, are still doing things the old-fashioned way, you know, with the 10 key and a pen, a piece of paper. Most of them are doing all of this on the internet, on some kind of a computer program. And they've got to update their programming in order to make this transition function come January the 1st. We're kind of stuck between Iraq, I should say, and a hard place like Jerusalem. The article says, we're stuck between a rock and a hard place, said Ron Moser, head of human resources for the school district of Kenmore Town of Tonawanda, New York. Morning, Jimmy. Which pays about 1,900 teachers, custodians, and aides each month. In upstate New York, morning JJ, where winter heating costs are among the highest in the country, many school employees earn between $20,000 and $40,000 a year, he said, and losing $50 in a paycheck is a significant dollar amount. Now you might think, well, $50 in a paycheck, big deal, what's all this smoke about? Well, it's like $100 if you get paid semi-monthly, that's $100 a month off the top. Maybe that means your internet connection is going to have to go bye-bye. Maybe that means the dance lessons for Sarah are going to have to stop, you know. Little Tommy's going to have to get Taekwondo off of a video game. Employees calls. We're starting to get the calls from employees asking what they need to do for the next tax year, Moser said. All right, we'll continue this right after these words from our sponsors. Stay tuned.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Recently published long-term studies have added to concerns that cell phone radiation may be linked to various human health effects. Mobile phone radiation heats the side of the head and thermoelectrically interacts with the brain. Bluetooth devices and unshielded headsets convert the user's head into an effective, potentially self-harming antenna. Pong is the first scientifically proven radiation form-fitting case that protects your iPhone and latest BlackBerry models from the rigors of heavy-duty use. Pong uses a patent physics-based solution to redirect the flow of this energy. Pong also reduces intense EFI hotspot radiation by over 85%. Pong's special silicone formula guarantees that your phone maintains full signal strength and battery life. Pong is certified by FCC-accredited test agencies to reduce cell phone radiation using the SAR analysis method. To get yours today, go to the OracleBroadcasting.com website and click on the banner in the center of the page that says Reduce Radiation Now.
Live Free or Die Radio with Lee Rogers, the most dangerous talk show in America.
Weekdays at 9 p.m. Central on Oracle Broadcasting.
And once again, I'm always humbled, you know, by the technology. I have just nothing but thumbs when it comes to these computers and all of this other stuff. But I'm very, very happy to be associated with AM 1710 Liberty Radio out of Minneapolis and Jordan, Minnesota. Last night they had a great broadcast on interviewing judicial candidate. But they've made a breakthrough in technology. And this morning, Become Vocal Local is being broadcast. This is the first, you know, radio first, certainly for me and for perhaps the Oracle Broadcasting Network. But Become Vocal Local is being broadcast live streaming audio over Facebook. And this is a new technology, brand new stuff. So, like I said earlier, AM 1710 Liberty Radio and all of our other AM and FM micros and affiliates out there, thank you very much for broadcasting Become Vocal Local, doing all what you can do to get this word out to a growing audience. And if you happen to be on Facebook, there's a link in my chat room right now, becomevocallocal.com, where you can jump in there and click that link, bookmark it, and you too can enjoy these broadcasts each and every day on Facebook. Take it with you on your mobile wherever you go. We're very thankful for that work. And thank you to AM 1710 Liberty Radio for pioneering this technology. Certainly nice to be making history this morning. Let's go back into this report, because again, this is off of Bloomberg. Employees calls, they're very concerned about what's going down here with these tax cuts, folks. It's going to be in somebody's wallet, maybe yours. Barry the usurper, most Democrats, wants the tax cuts extended for middle-income earners and to end for the wealthiest Americans. You know, they're always, you know, workers of the world unite, you know. They're always out there after the bourgeoisie. It's the revolution of the proletariat, right? Republicans want tax cuts extended for everyone, arguing that an increase makes little sense as the economy recovers from the worst recession since the 1930s. Well, you know, Bloomberg's still stuck on stupid here, unfortunately. Our economy is definitely not recovering. It's getting worse, all right? Tax cuts went into effect in 2001 and 2003, and these boneheads want to take that away now when people are strapped for cash, and they're depending. And they're depending, you know, Barry the Usurper and the boys, they're depending on the consumers of America to buy all this cheap Chinese plastic crap. And they're taking the money right off the top. They're taking the cream right off the top, right out of the pockets of those very people that could actually buy something in this marketplace. For Moser, the challenge of the moment is keeping people in the Buffalo suburb, home to about 78,000 residents, calm about what will happen in January. The area has several manufacturing employees, including 3M Company, General Motors Company, Praxair, Inc., and unemployment is 7.6%, which is lower than the national rate of 9.6%. Really, this author ought to go up and visit with John Williams, shadowstats.com, and get the right numbers, but still, many people are worried, he said. The bulk of our employees don't understand, close quote, the coming tax debate in Congress, Moser said. When they see this type of thing happening, they go into panic mode. They don't follow what's going on. Cattle, sheep, they don't understand. How come there's no money in my check? How come the government wants more money? More money. June 2001 rates. If Congress fails to act, income tax rates will revert to higher levels dating from June 2001 for a married couple with an income of $80,000. That's they're each working four jobs, bringing in $40,000. That would drain an extra $221.48 in withholding from a semi-monthly paycheck. In other words, married couple living on $80,000 a year, which to me sounds like a godsend, but for them, might be they might have their whole, you know, nut established on that basis. It would drain $221.50 out of each of the paychecks that come twice, you know, a month. That's virtually $450. Well, it's $450, just shy of $500 bill right out the top. That's a mortgage payment, folks. Withholding from a semi-monthly paycheck. According to calculations by the Tax Institute at H&R Block, married individuals earning $240,000 a year would lose an additional $557 to withholding in a single semi-monthly paycheck. So where's the equity in that? But look at what would happen with them. They're out $1,100 a month. All right, $1,100 a month, that's the mortgage payment. That's a car payment. That's all of the extras. That's your high-speed internet, you know. That's paying off that new sofa, that lazy boy recliner. The Tax Institute at H&R Block calculated federal tax rates for single-income earners and married taxpayers without children. Paychecks could shrink in January and into February, depending on how long it takes Congress to act. January could well be a time of sticker shock for salaried employees and their employers, said Kathy Pickering, executive director of the Tax Institute. I'm just reading this article right off Bloomberg. You can find it there for yourself this morning, piece by piece by piece. If the law gets passed in late in December, it's just necessarily going to take 1 to 3 weeks to get those payroll tables updated and implemented into the system, all right? And that's going to put the employers, once again, it always falls on the back of the employers. It's going to go back onto the employers. They're going to have to come back through and recalculate all those deductions and all those taxes and then reprogram all of their systems and put out all new booklets again and send out little notices to all of the employees in their along with their paycheck. Allowing the tax cuts to expire, even temporarily, would deal a blow to disposable income and could curtail the consumer spending that accounts for about 70% of the economy, said Alec Phillips, a Washington-based economist at Goldman Sachs. Right? The longer the expiration lasts, the more significant the impact will be. Economists raised estimates for consumer spending in third quarter to 2% from 1.9%, blah, blah, blah. The Commerce Department will release third quarter data on the 29th of October. Making a withholding rate change could take longer for small businesses that don't outsource their payroll services, okay? So for everybody that's not doing business with the the East Indians and the people in Phuket and other places, well, you know, they're going to have to sit down and really work on their computers. If a business can't react fast enough, employees could recoup any over withholding by filing a new W-4 tax form to temporarily lower their federal withholding rate. They're trying to come around scramble here, trying to anticipate what will happen with this new Congress. Taxpayer strategies? Taxpayers could use the same strategies if Congress reinstates the tax cuts next year and they need to recoup the extra withholdings. What a mess. A paperwork nightmare. Why? Because they're trying to, you know, cut off something here despite their own, they'll cut off their nose despite their own face on this one. Jody Parsons, manager of payroll and accounts payable. I like this kind of an article because it really gets down to the dirt. It gets down to the people who are impacted by these insane, you know, children and adolescents in Washington, the District of Creeps and Criminals. We'd have to basically go back and hand calculate checks for all of our 800 to 900 employees to determine whether or not we need to deduct additional taxes from them or refund taxes. I'd just like to work in that accounting department. Go back and hand calculate all 800 to 900 checks. We'd like to see changes in mid-November just to make sure we have time. There are now six federal tax brackets ranging from 10% to 35%. If Congress doesn't act, there will be five rates with the top bracket reaching 39.6%. Okay. Last year, the IRS alerted payroll departments on November the 20th about the 2010 tax tables, said Scott Mezzatrano, the senior manager of government relations at the American Payroll Association in Washington. He said a delay in guidance from the IRS, guidance, don't you love that word, guidance? He said a delay in guidance from the IRS could increase costs for some small businesses. Treasury Department last week issued a statement that it was maintaining flexibility with regards to the release of the withholding tables. In other words, they're not committing. If the IRS issues tables in mid-November and then again later, businesses will double their programming costs, not to mention the IRS costs for putting it out. Ain't nothing ever comes for free. Somebody's going to pay for it. It's going to be you, and it's going to be me. A related concern, he said, is if Congress makes a last-minute decision to extend the cuts and companies aren't able to implement the change before January. Business owners, here's the last quote, business owners may face tons of angry employees pounding at their office doors saying, what have you done to my paycheck? Well, you know, for those that are asleep, the only thing they can think of is their paycheck, the Budweiser, a pizza, and the TV. And if they don't have enough money in their paycheck, then they won't be able to go online and do gambling like they're used to, and rightfully, they'll be pissed. And it's going to be the employer that's going to take the burden, and the employers probably don't understand what's going on in the economy any better than the employees because they're only one step removed. You can see it's going to be a can of worms. Vestas, we talk about Don Quixote's windmills. Vestas has share price target cut after saying it expects few orders. Well, maybe they're going to quit building windmills and start building hydroelectric dams and nuclear power plants. We'll talk about all that right after this.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, at website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc. You are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And remembering to set my coffee down before I take a big breath of fresh air, welcome back to our Wednesday, October the 27th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Broadcasting for the first time ever on Facebook Live, streaming audio, thanks to AM 1710 Liberty Radio out of Minneapolis and Jordan, Minnesota, as well as to their AM and FM. I guess they have an AM transmitter up there, and they got a big stick, and they're out to lots of people, so always nice. But we're on Facebook this morning. If you're a Facebook fan, you might check out the Become Vocal Local archives. Not the archives, excuse me, the chat room this morning. There's a link that's been dropped in there. Hopefully we'll get it put back in there a couple more times. And you can bookmark that link, and you can follow Become Vocal Local through AM 1710 Liberty Radio Minneapolis and Jordan, Minnesota on Facebook. New stuff, brand new technology, never been done before. They're breaking new ground yesterday evening and this morning. But back to our discussion. In the first hour, went through a big basket of economic news. Same old, same old, same old. But a lot of reports coming out. Big week in the economic calendar. And then just starting in a little bit about the income tax rate changes that's coming up after the midterm election. Will they get it taken care of before we get to the end of the year? Or will this just plague us for some time? Just briefly, Vestas, again, Vestas Wind System. These are these Don Quixote windmills going across the world. Vestas Wind System, this off Bloomberg by Christian Weinberg, October the 27th, writing, yesterday said new wind turbine orders will decline in 2011. I guess the green energy is losing a little bit of steam here. Had its price estimate reduced by at least three analysts after the shares dropped 10%. J.P. Morgan Chase & Company reduced its target by 22%, so on and so forth. Okay, so it's just like a little PR plug. An IPO discussion on Bloomberg, but it gives us a window into what's happening in wind energy. All right, we talked about that Ocean Council that was created by executive order by Barry the Usurper. There's a 25 or a 26 square mile area on Nantucket Sound where they want to plug in one of these windmill farms and have some 300 plus windmills out there, and it's really got everybody's shorts in a bunch in Nantucket way. Anyway, EDF, this is the other side of the coin, and EDF is to buy Constellation Nuclear Venture stake for $249 million. This by Jim Paulson and Kerry Lundgren, writing for Bloomberg New News. Electricité de France, SA, seeking to avoid a $2 billion obligation, agreed to buy the half of a nuclear venture it doesn't own from partner Constellation Energy Group, Inc. for $249 million in cash and stock. Right? What's this all about? Well, Constellation, based in Baltimore, Maryland, will get $140 million in cash and $3.5 million of its own shares in exchange for its stake in Unistar Nuclear Energy. The owner of sites for at least four new reactors at existing plants, the company said today in a statement. Constellation will forego its right under a previous contract to sell $2 billion of plants to EDF. EDF, Europe's largest power producer, already owns half of Unistar and offered to buy the remaining half on October the 13th for fair market value if Constellation agreed not to exercise the option to sell 12 of its non-nuclear plants to EDF. Constellation has said it was considering exercising the so-called put, it's a put option, created in 2008 when the companies were fighting off a bid by Warren Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway, Inc., citing government delays and loan guarantees. It's always the same cast of characters, folks, no matter where you go. And now we're talking nuclear energy. We'll be right back.
Thomas Jefferson said, "Paper is poverty, is only the ghost of money and not money itself." Well, here we are in 2010, and we know that all too well. We're in a global recession. The whole world is going for gold to back up their wealth. The only question is, where do you get your gold or precious metals? Forget the banks, forget Wall Street. Don't call a stranger or a fly-by-night gold broker. Get your gold from my guys that I trust at Wholesale Direct Metals. They have a AAA rating with the Better Business Bureau and zero complaints by their customers. Wholesale Direct Metals also tries to beat everyone to your door by offering the best prices. Your gold is at your door quick and easy. Call Wholesale Direct Metals right now for free information. 800-806-6936. That's 800-806-6936. 800-806-6936. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
Self-expression through creative art is often one of the best forms of therapy. The act of creating, whether by painting, drawing, writing, or performing, allows many people to have an outlet for their talents or discover a new one that they can use to express their emotions when they don't know where else to find support. Empower Yourself is a new online community that allows people struggling with addiction, health issues, parenting, relationships, and more to find support through creative and expressive means. At Empower Yourself, you can share your problems and your creativity with like-minded people. Let Empower Yourself help you grow as an artist, writer, or performer, and at the same time, grow as a person. You can showcase your creations, discuss books, poetry, prose, movies, theater, and find and offer solutions and suggestions for health issues affecting the body and mind. Visit us at empoweryourself.myfreeforum.org. That's empoweryourself.myfreeforum.org. Empower Yourself, empowering individuals to take control of their own lives.
Angels Don't Play This Harp is the definitive work on the harp system written by Dr. Nick Bagage. This book provides indispensable data on this exotic technology. The U.S. military is using the harp system to manipulate the electrojet, a river of electricity that flows thousands of miles through the sky. The electrojet has become a vibrating artificial antenna for sending electromagnetic radiation raining down on the earth. The powers controlling the harp system can use this technology to communicate globally. The harp controllers can manipulate the weather. It's believed harp can be used for particle beam weaponry, but most ominously, harp can electronically manipulate human behavior over great distances. You need to know what harp is because it's already being used on you. Angel, Don't Play This Harp is $18.95 postpaid. To receive your copy, send $18.95 to Christian Media, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530. Again, that's $18.95 to Christian Media, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And let us go right to our telephones. If you'd like to call in and join the broadcast, folks, you can certainly do that. The call-in number is 866-841-1065. Let's go to our live roving reporter in Mark, Massachusetts, and say good morning to Jeff. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, Will. How's it going?
Well, it's going better here than it is there, but it feels like Mark, Massachusetts everywhere.
I know. Well, Will, here's the thing. I'm going to try to incorporate your subject with my subject, and that is, Think of the golden statue of Obama, to where everybody is bowing down to the golden statue of Obama. And if you don't bow down to the golden statue of Obama, you'll have your power shut off, you won't have a job, that's where all this stuff with green energy is leading up to. Your homes will be regulated. So if you don't kiss the buttocks of Obama, you'll have your power shut off.
Well, it would certainly be a major coup for the Democrats if they could pull that off, because they'd have a golden bull for sure.
I know, you're absolutely right. And you know what else too is? You won't get your money. You'll starve to death if you don't kiss the butt of Obama and bow down to him. And that's what this is about at the end of the day. Who will stand? Who will say, no, I'm not going to bow down and kiss the butt of Obama or kiss his ring and so forth, compared to those who will bow down, who will say, yes, Master Obama, I will bow down to you. I will do as you say. I'll be politically correct. I'll turn in my neighbor. Everything to have a hot shower, have my power turned on, and have everything I need. Obama, I will pledge allegiance to you, and I'll sign the paper to where the paper says, if Islam is all right, homosexuality is all right, all these wicked things are all right, I will give up my convictions. I'll go to church on Sunday, but I'll give up my convictions and sell my soul. I go to synagogue, but give up my convictions. I'll go to my Buddhist temple, give up my convictions. It'll be the religion of Obama and the buck.
Well, you know, he did kind of bring himself onto the scene as the new Messiah, you know, so...
The one.
Yeah, the one. That's it, baby.
And Will, I'll close out with this because I'm on break time, Will. There's a lot of personal things happening with me that back up what I'm saying, which is you don't bow down to the system, and you don't bow down to the golden statue of Deval Patrick, and you don't bow down to the golden statue of government, unions, hackism, and wickedness in America, because that is the decimation of our country. Will, I thank you for having me on the broadcast, and do have a great day.
Thanks so very much, and have a good day at work. Very good. Oh, Jeff, he's always got the good stuff. Okay, well, yeah, that's exactly right. You compromise your principles for a relationship, folks, and inevitably bites you in the posterior end, and it does so in a pretty short order. We definitely are not supporters of the abomination here. But back into the discussion here in regards to these nuclear facilities, this is part of a larger picture. If we can understand that solar power has its place, it has a use, it has capacity. If you look at wind power and you go up into Tibet and the steppe countries, or you get out into really deep rural world in rural America, as long as you can put your wind turbines someplace close by to where the power is actually going to be needed, and you've got some other kind of standby diesel generation or natural gas generation or coal-fired power plant as a backup for all those days and days and days and days in a year where the wind doesn't blow. And I can assure you that even though here in southwest Missouri, we've got a relatively high wind index from NOAA, but they have a wind generator, a wind-powered wind turbine, wind-powered electrical generating demonstration model at Crowder College, which is located just outside of Neosho, Missouri. It's been up there. It was first on the ground for almost a year, and then it was up in the air for probably a year without turning, and then they took it back down again, then they put it back up again. This is like an old wind turbine that they got donated to them for some kind of these demonstration projects so that they could teach all of the young people going to Crowder College about wind energy. And I hope that the young people up there are actually learning about wind energy, because they're going to come out of that school with just a whole lot more understanding and a lot less confidence in wind turbines than most of the people in New York City. But nevertheless, I go up there a couple of times a month to grocery shop and things like that, and almost inevitably, the wind blades, the turbine, is standing idle. No leaves, moving on the trees, no wind blowing. So there is that aspect. They're not reliable. They don't produce 24/7, 365 like people consume, and neither does solar. All right, so nuclear does, and so do hydroelectric dams. We'll talk a few more minutes about nuclear, and then we're going to jump over to China and Vietnam, and we're going to take a look at the hydroelectric process over there. But Constellation, again, based in Baltimore, Maryland, is getting $140 million in cash, blah, 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 drop down. The threat of the put option has been removed. Nomura has said analyst in a note, blah, 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 EDF will need a new partner. New nuclear in the U.S. is not attractive at this juncture. Right? They're talking about building those nuclear plants here, folks. Under U.S. law, Paris-based EDF will need a U.S. partner as a foreign company. Who's going to, you know, who owns this system? It's EDF, Europe's largest power producer. They're in the United States. They want to build nuclear power plants here. And that's where we're at in this article. Under U.S. law, Paris-based EDF would need a U.S. partner as a foreign company can't, quote, own, control, or dominate the holder of a nuclear power plant license. The company is in the process of building a new reactor at Flamanville in Normandy for an estimated 5 billion euros or $6.4 billion and pursuing plans to construct four new reactors in the United Kingdom. EDF rose as much as 1.9% to 32.96 euros in Paris, blah, blah, blah. The two companies created the Unistar Nuclear Energy Venture in 2007 to build as many as four French-designed nuclear reactors in New York and at the Calvert Cliffs site in Maryland, Mary and Joseph there. At the time, EDF's former CEO, Pierre Godinet, was seeking to develop and operate 10 reactors around the world by 2020. Henri Proglio, EDF's chief executive officer, who took over last year, has been scaling back his predecessor's international expansion plans to cut debt. Constellation and EDF will remain partners in a group of operating reactors that include the Calvert Cliff plants in Maryland, the Nine Mile Point, and the R.E. Jenner nuclear stations in New York. The company's also agreed to modify a power sale agreement from those plants. Terms weren't disclosed. And so we talk about all of this, you know, green energy. Well, you know, nuclear is kind of green. All this discussion about nuclear energy, about wind turbines and solar, but no discussion really of any substance about nuclear, which will provide 24/7, 365. And very clean. There's zero carbon credits required to run a nuclear plant. Let's jump up here a little bit. I'm going to scroll back up this huge article. I should have scrolled it up before I turned. China hydropower dams in the Mekong River give shocks to 60 million. Kind of a headline is that. Yu Lim Li, writing from Bloomberg's Markets Magazine, October 26, New News, long article. I'm not going to share all of it with you, just a little bit here and just a little bit there, but a very, very lengthy article on Bloomberg this morning about hydropower dams on the Mekong River. We'll be right back.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tone the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today.
The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Jack Blood, your radio gun. You're listening to Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of tyranny smashing cutting edge talk radio.
So we'll see a lot of different interests in this article coming through, not only the Greens involved in this, but the United Nations involved in this, and the various and sundry, the IMF is in this article. A lot of people, a lot of interests, a lot of special interests, lots of public-private partnerships, and so on and so forth. And then, of course, there's the women, the children, and the indigenous people. You'd have to expect that. But the Mekong River, this article, again, by Ulim Lee, the Mekong River sparkles in the early morning sun as Sam Wong Praman, a stocky fisherman wearing a worn-out black T-shirt and shorts, have been black pajamas time ago when he was carrying a rifle, starts the motor of his boat as the tiny craft glides on the river's calm surface in the northeastern Thai district of Chung Khan. Sam Wong points to a nearby riverbank. 3 days ago, he says the water level there was 3 meters or 10 feet higher. The Mekong, which translates roughly as the mother of the waters in Thai language, has become unpredictable since China started building hydropower dams and blasting the rapids upstream, says Sam Wong, 36, who's been fishing for a living since he was 8. In August of 2008, there was a devastating flood that reduced his catches and his income. Bloomberg Markets Magazine reports in its December 2010 issue, early this year, he witnessed the most severe drought in his life. Tens of millions of residents are experiencing similar currents of change along the 4,800-kilometer long river. That's 2,980 miles. The Mekong, which flows through six countries, Southeast Asia's longest river. You might compare that with the Mississippi River Valley, and think about it from the standpoint of the TVA and Tennessee Valley Authority, et cetera. All right? Big river, long river, lots of dams, lots of hydroelectric power, lots of potential power, lots of irrigation possible here. But there has, you know, the downside of everything exists. Tens of millions of residents are experiencing similar currents of change. From its source in the Tibetan Plateau, the river traverses China's Yunnan province, Myanmar, Thailand, Laos, Cambodia, and Vietnam before pouring into the South China Sea. Livelihoods threatened? The Mekong and its tributaries provide food, water, and transportation to about 60 million people in Cambodia, Laos, Thailand, and Vietnam. 60 million people, that's not small change. Their livelihood is now threatened as their governments turn to hydroelectric dams along the river to generate power and create revenue. Now, before I go any further, the photograph here that they, one of the photographs here that they have, show this Bhu Sananthana Wright sits with other Ban Mai villagers in Stung Treng province in northern Cambodia. And we're basically talking about a very rude structure, all right? So you got 60 million people. Some of these people are living just short of cave, you know, caveman style. And their livelihood is going to be threatened. Well, what is their livelihood? how lively is their hood, you know? We'll find out a little bit more about it in this article. Maybe their livelihood and their lifestyle, it's time for a change. Their livelihood is now threatened as their governments turn to hydroelectric dams along the river to generate power and create revenue. China, hungry for electricity to fuel its breakneck growth, has already built four hydro dams along the Mekong, completing the first one in 1993 without consulting its downstream neighbors. All right, that's not too cool. They don't value property rights in China anyway. You know, communists don't. Plank number one of the Communist Manifesto is the abolition of private property, so they don't care about property rights. As it prepares to overtake Japan as the world's second largest economy this year, China wants to almost double its hydropower capacity to at least 300 gigawatts by 2020. Now, I'm saying we're going to need to go back to the Wikipedia and figure out our wattage is again. There's gigawatts and there's megawatts, and then there's some other kind of terabytes or terawatts. That's what they are. There's gigawatts, there's megawatts, and then there's... No, the megawatts is first, then the gigawatts is second, and then the terawatts is third. But in this little paragraph here, there's a confusion. Somebody's misspoken, miswritten. As it prepares to overtake Japan as the world's second largest economy this year, China wants to double its hydropower capacity to at least 300 gigawatts by 2020 by building four more dams on the Mekong, called Langkangjiang, or Turbulent River in Chinese. That would give China 15 gigawatts of power on the river. You see, there's an error in there somewhere. It might be 15 terawatts of power on the river. Those projects will have a disastrous impact on Cambodia and Vietnam, says Milton Osborne, a visiting fellow at the Lowry Institute in Sydney, and a historian who wrote The Mekong, Turbulent Past and Uncertain Future. I hope he's writing in an unbiased way. Selfish lack of concern. What the Chinese are doing shows a selfish lack of concern for the serious damage their dams will ultimately do to the downstream counties or countries. Downriver, other countries are pursuing their own objectives. Communist Laos has proposed building 10 hydropower plants on the mainstream of the Mekong that will export electricity and transform the nation. One of Asia's poorest, with a per capita gross domestic product of $886. Into what the government calls the battery of Southeast Asia. And the question, of course, is how much of the money that will be created by this great battery of Southeast Asia will ever find its way into the pajama pockets of any of the Laotians. Cambodia plans to build two dams near the border with Laos. In all, 12 dams are planned by the countries below China, along the main stream of the Mekong. More than 130 hydropower projects are either operating or projected for the river and its tributaries, according to the Mekong River Commission. And this is not a tiny little creek. This ain't a branch or a spring, okay? This isn't the brook. It's a huge, huge river. More than 130 hydropower projects are either operating or projected for the river and its tributaries, according to the Mekong River Commission, the intergovernmental group known as the MRC, the Mekong River Commission. They got them there, too, intergovernmental groups. Competition to exploit or conserve the limited water resources is creating tensions among China, the countries of the MRC, the Mekong River Commission, and international environmental organizations. You just got to know. They're going to come out of the woodwork. Disasters for fisheries. Dams would spell disaster for Mekong fisheries and ecology, a risk that millions of people in the region cannot afford to take. Now, there's truth to that. You immediately transition these almost near Stone Age people away from being able to take their casting nets out into the river and bring home fish for protein. You take that away by doing some foolishness and not thinking through it, not putting in fish ladders and those sort of things, or damming it up so that you're dealing not with free freshwater flowing water fish, but fish that are more inclined to live in impoundments. You take all that away, and it would be upsetting for these people. It would change something that they perhaps have been doing for thousands and thousands and thousands of years. The Mekong mainstream, however, these nonprofit groups all dams would spell disaster for Mekong fisheries and ecology, a risk that millions of people in the region cannot afford to take, says Aviva Imhoff, campaigns director of the International Rivers, a Berkeley, California-based nonprofit group that aims to protect rivers and human rights. That would be your international human rights. The Mekong mainstream should be off limits to the region's dam builders. Well, you know, these damn greens have been against the dams all over the planet, and they're certainly looking here, too. But yeah, you could go in, you could say, okay, the Mekong mainstream should be off limits to the region's dam builders, but are we going to just let them continue to stay in their, you know, eternal Stone Age poverty, or are we actually going to fulfill this idea of reducing global poverty or whatever? I don't know. We'll be back.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Recently published long-term studies have added to concerns that cell phone radiation may be linked to various human health effects. Mobile phone radiation heats the side of the head and thermoelectrically interacts with the brain. Bluetooth devices and unshielded headsets convert the user's head into an effective, potentially self-harming antenna. Pong is the first scientifically proven radiation form-fitting case that protects your iPhone and latest BlackBerry models from the rigors of heavy-duty use. Pong uses a patent physics-based solution to redirect the flow of this energy. Pong also reduces intense EFI hotspot radiation by over 85%. Pong's special silicone formula guarantees that your phone maintains full signal strength and battery life. Pong is certified by FCC-accredited test agencies to reduce cell phone radiation using the SAR analysis method. To get yours today, go to the oraclebroadcasting.com website and click on the banner in the center of the page that says Reduce Radiation Now.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to oraclebroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we've returned once again the last segment, or no, we got one, the last half hour of today's 2-hour broadcast. Really interesting discussion going on in the chat room. One of our chatters has given us the full story on the backscatter van. So you might, if you're interested in that kind of technology, you might want to jump it in the chat room at becomevocallocal.com and check it out. Rather interesting discussion going on in the chat this morning. about kill myself in the first part of the broadcast, laughing so hard. But we've gotten some very serious discussion going on in there right now. And I'm going to set aside this lengthy article off of the Bloomberg website this morning if you're very interested in finding out about the dam construction on the Mekong River and all the countries that are involved in that and how the United Nations and all the environmental groups are getting involved in it as well. That article is up on Bloomberg this morning. You might want to take a look at it, copy it off, bookmark it, or save it for later and read it when you have time. Again, back to a little bit more from Carol Quigley, The Evolution of Civilizations. And whether you're looking at Southeast Asia, when you're trying to intersect, you know, this idea of raising the standard of living of all of the people up to the level of a Ward and June Cleaver America, you know, 1950s, where we got a 57 Chevy in the driveway, a two-bedroom Rambler, a couple of babies in one room and mom and pop in the other room. Maybe they got a little picnic table out back, you know, and maybe a badminton set up in the grass lawn from time to time, that sort of thing. Want to raise the whole world up to that level? It's kind of a pipe dream, socialist nightmare, really. Anyway, they're trying to do it. But Carol Quigley gives us his idea, his take in the historical changes in civilization, and he runs it through seven different stages. And we've started in on these seven different stages. Yesterday we were talking about cultural mixture. Those seven stages, again, are number one, the mixture. Number two is gestation. Number three is expansion. Number four is the age of conflict. Number five is universal empire. Number six is decay. And number seven is invasion. And in the chat yesterday, the chatters pretty well agreed that number six was where we were at today, in decay. The great empire of America, in decay. We've already gone through this process of universal empire, the age of conflict, expansion, gestation, and mixture. We're going in deeply into the process of decay this past 40 years, setting the stage for part seven, which is invasion. And we need to pay attention, I think, very carefully to this time period. Jumping in now and picking up right where we left off yesterday, as a consequence of these conditions, again, civilizations have generally arisen on the periphery of earlier civilizations. And so our civilization here, my ancestors coming over from England and Scotland and Ireland, setting up the colonies and getting things started, we came in on the edge of a prior civilization, you know, the Native Americans, those that were here. But as we have shared right out of the Harvard's historical, you know, books, that, the Icelanders and the Nordic people were here long before Cristobal's Colombo ever got here, and certainly before America's Vespucci, from which we get our name. But we had the Blackfoot, the Pawnee, the Sioux, the Algonquin, all the Iroquois, you know, all the rest of the tribes, and up in Alaska, the Tlingit and the Eskimo and the Arctic in areas as well. So again, Quigley rightly says, as a consequence of these conditions, civilizations have generally arisen on the periphery of earlier civilizations. We talked a little bit about this Maguiladora, this border zone, this no boundaries, no border, no nationality border zone between the United States and Mexico. Cainite, Hittite, Minoan civilizations arose on the edges of the Mesopotamian civilizations. Now, it's nice to see that he's used the word Hittite here. He talks about the Cainites, but we rarely ever hear about the Hittites. Of course, so many months back when we were studying the history of world civilization, we went into that and I shared with you the information from that history about the Hittites. You know, these are the bulbous nose people. You ever wondered why the Jews have the big bulbous noses and where the Romans got their big bulbous noses? Well, it was from the Hittites. They were welcome in amongst other people. They were money. They created money. Money, money, money. Bronze swords, bronze things, bronze coins. They were some of the first in all of this. The Hittites, interesting people. Maybe Neanderthal holdovers. But the Cainite, the Hittite, and the Minoan civilizations arose on the edges of the Mesopotamian civilizations. Classical civilization was born on the shores of the Aegean Sea, especially the eastern shore on what was the periphery of the Minoan civilizations. Very interesting place, the Mediterranean. Western civilization arose in Western Europe, especially in France, and was a periphery of classical civilization. And on other peripheries of classical civilizations were born the Russian civilization and the Islamic civilization. If the new society born from such a mixture is a civilization, it has an instrument of expansion. We talked a little bit about the transformation of a need into an instrument and from an instrument into an institution. And as Peter F. Drucker has said, as soon as that transition has been made from an instrument into institution, the institution begins to decay. If the new society, again, born from such a mixture as a civilization, it has an instrument of expansion. Now, westward expansion, the wagon trains, all of that. Alaska, Hawaii. This means that inventions begin to be made. That would be the railroad train, the stagecoach, the Nina, the Pinta, the Santa Maria, the little caravels. Inventions need to be made. This means that inventions need to be made. This is the sextant, for instance. Surplus begins to be accumulated. Of course, every time you have an accumulation of surplus, then you have a war, right? You've got to liquidate your accumulation of surplus. And this surplus begins to be used to utilize new inventions. Eventually, as a result of these actions, expansion will begin. The interval before such an expansion becomes evident, but after the most obvious mixture has ceased, may cover generations of time. Might be in Iraq for 100 years war, John McStain said. This period will be called the stage of gestation. The stage of gestation. Hundreds of years. We've been at it, what, 260 years here in this country? The period or stage of gestation. It is stage two of any civilization in general. It is a period in which the society seems to be changing very little. That old rugged cross and the Constitution served us just fine, right? And most people seem to have fairly stable status situations in the social structure. Right? We weren't crowning kings and queens, but some families, through intergenerational breeding and admixtures, became those that today control most of the media and the banking and so on and so forth here in this country. You know, how many Bushes do we have to have in a row, for goodness sakes? It is stage two of any civilization. In general, it is a period in which the society seems to be changing very little, and most people seem to have fairly stable status situations in the social structure, the emergence of the middle class. But under the surface, much of importance is taking place, and above all, the process of investment and invention that will make possible the following period of expansion is taking place as we moved into the time period of the Interstate Commerce Commission and the railroads and the postal routes, opening up all these, you know, stagecoaches and that, you know, Wells Fargo, etc. The stage of expansion is marked by four kinds of expansion. A, an increased production of goods. You know, we were the top dog on the planet for production of goods. Eventually reflected in rising standards of living. Gestation, we've seen all of this. Increase in population of the society. People flooded into the United States from all over the world. And our families, you know, 5, 6, 7, 8, 10, 12 children was normal. Increase in population of the society, generally because of a declining death rate. And as the early time in this country where we had about 90% of the people living out in rural areas, as we moved further and further into the Industrial Revolution, people came back off of those homesteads and back off of those farms and flooded into the cities. And when they did that, the size of the families began to diminish and diminish and diminish. Your chances of surviving was much greater than it was in a more brutish, short, and hard life in the country. An increase in geographic extent of civilization. We picked up Alaska and Hawaii. For this period of exploration and colonization, and D, an increase in knowledge. You know, all across America, the little red schoolhouse, you know, and then we started having the land-grant universities and the colleges and the community colleges and all that. Just come on, come on, come on. There are intimate interrelationships among these four. Increase in production is aided by expanding knowledge. The growth of population helps to increase the production as well as to extend the geographic area of the society. The exploration and colonization associated with this extension of the society's geographic area is made possible by the growth of production and the growth of population, both of which permit people to be released for what are, at the beginning at least, non-productive activities such as exploration or banking or lawyers. Boy, do we have plenty of them. The same factors allow people to be released to seek knowledge of various kinds or to engage in non-material activities such as artistic or philosophic activities. While the geographic expansion in itself leads to substantial increases in knowledge. We discover uranium and the rare earth metals and all of that. We'll be right back.
Thomas Jefferson said, "Paper is poverty, is only the ghost of money and not money itself." Well, here we are in 2010, and we know that all too well. We're in a global recession. The whole world is going for gold to back up their wealth. The only question is, where do you get your gold or precious metals? Forget the banks, forget Wall Street. Don't call a stranger or a fly-by-night gold broker. Get your gold from my guys that I trust at Wholesale Direct Metals. They have a AAA rating with the Better Business Bureau and zero complaints by their customers. Wholesale Direct Metals also tries to beat everyone to your door by offering the best prices. Your gold is at your door quick and easy. Call Wholesale Direct Metals right now for free information. 800-806-6936. That's 800-806-6936. 800-806-6936. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
Self-expression through creative art is often one of the best forms of therapy. The act of creating, whether by painting, drawing, writing, or performing, allows many people to have an outlet for their talents or discover a new one that they can use to express their emotions when they don't know where else to find support. Empower Yourself is a new online community that allows people struggling with addiction, health issues, parenting, relationships, and more to find support through creative and expressive means. At Empower Yourself, you can share your problems and your creativity with like-minded people. Let Empower Yourself help you grow as an artist, writer, or performer, and at the same time, grow as a person. You can showcase your creations, discuss books, poetry, prose, movies, theater, and find and offer solutions and suggestions for health issues affecting the body and mind. Visit us at empoweryourself.myfreeforum.org. That's empoweryourself.myfreeforum.org. Empower Yourself, empowering individuals to take control of their own lives.
Angels Don't Play This Harp is the definitive work on the harp system written by Dr. Nick Bagage. This book provides indispensable data on this exotic technology. The U.S. military is using the harp system to manipulate the electrojet, a river of electricity that flows thousands of miles through the sky. The electrojet has become a vibrating artificial antenna for sending electromagnetic radiation raining down on the earth. The powers controlling the harp system can use this technology to communicate globally. The harp controllers can manipulate the weather. It's believed harp can be used for particle beam weaponry, but most ominously, harp can electronically manipulate human behavior over great distances. You need to know what harp is because it's already being used on you. Angel, Don't Play This Harp is $18.95 postpaid. To receive your copy, send $18.95 to Christian Media, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530. Again, that's $18.95 to Christian Media, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530.
Radio X, with your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Now, sliding into the last segment of today's two-hour broadcast, once again, I'm going to remind you that AM 1710 Liberty Radio, Minneapolis and Jordan, Minnesota, that carries this broadcast out to their local listening audiences each and every day of the week for us, has increased their technical capacity and have created a new first today. Not only has become Vocal Local first on the Oracle Network, I believe, to be broadcasting out over Facebook, but AM 1710 Liberty Radio is the first on the planet to live stream audio across Facebook. And so I've dropped a link in the chat room at becomevocallocal.com once again for you to log on, jump on, bookmark that. But there's a link in there that if you click on it, just copy that link and paste it someplace. If you are a Facebook user, you might want to become a fan or a follower, I guess, of AM 1710 Liberty Radio and support them and what they're doing by using this new technology. Good stuff. You know, we're also up there on TalkStream Live. If you want to let other people know, maybe they can utilize TalkStream Live's technology, where on your mobile device you can also stream this broadcast while you're out and about. You know, every time your hands are busy and your mind is free, you can certainly use your mind to pack in better things than just a bunch of noxious rock and roll and other kinds of hip-hop noise. That's my opinion. But anyway, continuing along here, back to this discussion from Carol Quigley. We're looking at, you know, his take. You know, he's not a dummy. A Jesuit for sure, probably. Georgetown, yeah. But not a dummy. And he's writing and has had the opportunity over in his lifetime not only to get to be intimately aware of what is the Council on Foreign Relations and understand that, his great tome that everybody knows about, Carol Quigley's Tragedy and Hope, but there's also written other books, and so we're sharing from a book that's not the one that everyone knows about. This period of expansion is frequently a period of democracy, curiously enough, all right? Woodrow Wilson, Making the World Safe for Democracy. It's a time of scientific advancement, you know? You got, Dr. Franklin with his key ring and kite program going on, discovering something about electricity. Like, don't hold that string, nubby. As a result of the geographic expansion of the society, this is, you know, wagons west, John Wayne and all that, the mountain men, right, all the beaver, the extermination of buffalo and the Indian, you know, that whole thing. As a result of the geographic expansion of the society, this is all the patents, the land grants, you know, all the big ranchos, the introduction of the Hereford cattle into America, the development of various types and strains of cattle, the Longhorn in Texas, so on and so many others, all right? Big changes going on. This is the creation of Kansas City, Dorothy and Darlin, and the other places, Chicago. This is that time period we're talking about. As a result of the geographic expansion of the society, it comes to be divided into two areas. The core area, which the civilization occupied at the end of stage two, that might be the colonies, you know, the Ivy Leagues, you know, the East Coast, the War of Northern Aggression, which the civilization occupied at the end of stage two, and the peripheral area into which it expanded during stage three. So you get the left coast, California, Oregon, Washington State, British Columbia, Alaska, Hawaii. As a result of the geographic expansion of society, comes to be divided into two areas, the core area, which the civilization occupied at the end of the stage two, and the peripheral areas into which it expanded during stage three. The core area of Mesopotamian civilization was the lower valley of the Tigris and the Euphrates rivers. The peripheral area was the highlands surrounding this valley and more remote areas like Iran, Syria, and Anatolia. The core area of the Minoan civilizations was the island of Crete. Its peripheral area included the Aegean Islands and the Balkan coasts. The core area of the classic civilization was the shores of the Aegean Sea. Its peripheral areas were the whole Mediterranean Sea coast and ultimately Spain, North Africa, and Gaul. The core area of the Western civilization covered northern Italy, most of France, the Low Countries, England, and extreme Western Germany. Its peripheral areas included the rest of Europe, to eastern Poland, North and South America, and Australia. We're looking at the evolution of civilizations, planetary. When expansion begins to slow up in the core areas as a result of the instrument of expansion becoming institutionalized, again, Peter F. Drucker, The Concept of Corporations, you might check it out, and the core area becomes increasingly static and legalistic. Rome, the city of Rome, increasingly static and legalistic. The peripheral areas continue to expand by what is essentially a process of geographic circumvention and frequently shortcut many of the developments experienced by the core area. In other words, a civilization can share. You know, everybody doesn't have to reinvent the wheel all the time. As a result, by the latter half of stage three, the peripheral areas are tending to become wealthier and more powerful than the core areas. Because there's growth. It's dynamic. It's not static. And so the West Coast and California and all that was the go-go days, while the Eastern establishment just kind of sat there. It still does. Just kind of sits there. In time, the instrument of expansion becomes an institution throughout the society. Investment begins to decrease, and the rate of expansion begins to decline, although not expansion itself. And so in order to sustain development, in order to sustain environmental and developmental concerns, we need to continue to expand. You know, we talk about it all the time. The wars for Israel, greater expansion for Israel, the core area that just sits there, you know, static. And it continues to prey on all of its neighbors. It's trying to expand. A lot of what you got out of Hollywood in the 50s was in support of this new illegitimate box of rocks called Israel, as they were then going to go ahead and use all of the same memes and language that was developed by Hollywood to justify the extermination of many of the tribes of the Indians, almost all of the buffalo, all right? All this stuff about settlers and pilgrims and settlements and all of that you hear every day in the news from Netanyahu and the boys in the Knesset. Now, it's the same language. What's all this nonsense about building walls and borders and walls and borders and walls and borders, or the Great Wall of China and all the rest of this, the southern border, why is it wide open? You can justify what's going on in Israel against the Palestinians and their neighbors. It becomes tragically apparent when you understand the system that's operative here. Another way of saying all of this is that the core area tends to pass from a stage 3 to a stage 4 earlier than do the peripheral areas. In time, the instrument of expansion becomes an institution throughout the society. Investment begins to decrease and the rate of expansion begins to decline. So what's all the cognitive dissonance in our country and globally, as London and the Tavistock Institute and the London School of Economics and the Council on Foreign Relations here in the city of New York and the rest of them, they're in a different stage of advancement, and the people that live there are already thinking about stages 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. While the people in the Midwest are still scratching their head going, what's wrong with beef? Got to have some more beeves. I run cows. I run a cow-calf business. As soon as the rate of expansion in a civilization begins to decline noticeably, it enters stage 4, the age of conflict. We've been through this. War of 1812, you know. World War One. World War I and II. This is probably the most complex, most interesting, and most critical of all the seven stages, the age of conflict. It's marked by four chief characteristics. It is a period of declining rate of expansion. It is a period of growing tension of evolution. He uses the word, I don't. It is a period of growing tension of evolution and increasing class conflicts. You know, and then we had Martin Luther King and all the rest of that, and Berserkly kids. Especially in the core area, it is a period of increasingly frequent and increasingly violent imperialistic wars. And D, it is a period of growing irrationality, pessimism, superstitions, you know, Madame Blavatsky and the rest of these guys, you know, otherworldliness, oh yeah, and a transhumanist, you know, you're either going to go and be a star child or whatever, you know, you're going to have the quantum mental leap and all that. The declining rate of expansion is caused by the institutionalization of the instrument of expansion. The growing class conflicts arise from the increasing tension of evolution, his word, not mine, from the obvious conflict of interest between a society adapted to expansion and the vested interest controlling the uninvested surpluses of the institution of expansion, who fear social change more than anything else. You wouldn't think that Wall Street and the gangster banksters fear social change more than anything else. But they apparently, according to Quigley, do. Usually there is a majority of frustrated, struggling against the minority of vested interests. Here we are, alternate radio. Well, we'll pick it up right there. Carry on with that tomorrow. I hope you've enjoyed today's broadcast. I'll be back again then. I hope you will be too. And until the next time, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known, with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tones the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Does Ordinary Talk Radio give you the laws?
Blah, blah, blah.
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.